Lord, may you fill our brother with your
Spirit. It's so good to be with you, brothers and sisters.
跟大家能够聚在一起，非常的美好。
Just looking at you, give me such joy.
能够见到你们，我里面就满了喜乐。
We want to be enriched by the presence of the Lord this evening.
我们晚上愿因着主的同在，我们都能够进到更丰富的里面。
As we share, we also learn to enrich one another.
当我们在这里交通的时候，我们也学习彼此的供应。
We are enriched.By those who truly lay down their lives for the Lord Jesus.
我们因着那些愿意把自己放下来的弟兄们，叫我们能够更多的供应丰满。
And above all, we are enriched immensely, tremendous because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们更因着我们的主耶稣，我们得着极大的供应。
It's only in Him we find our true riches.
因为只有在他的里面，我们才能够得到真正的丰富。
Now, when I was given this assignment to share this two weekends on the life and contribution of Brother Theophilus Fox,
当弟兄们让我再用两个周末来交通到史柏克弟兄的生平与执事的时候
，So when Eric was after me,
当我们的弟兄在追着我的时候
，So I reluctantly I say I'll do my best.
我就说我就尽力而为吧。
And I had no idea what I was getting into.
我实在不知道我进入的是这个情况。
Because in our brother's life, there is such riches of Christ, such deposit of the riches of Christ in him.
因为在我们的弟兄的里面，实在有基督那极大的丰满。
And so I find myself very inadequate.
所以我实在觉得自己非常的不够。
So I'll share this evening in a very informal way.
所以晚上我愿意。很随便的跟大家有一点的加谈。
The first part, what I know of him personally, a little bit I know of him personally.
头一点我愿意交通是我个人对他的认识。
And also what I know of him through others, those who have a close association with him.
然后我也交通一点因着跟他熟悉的人所认识的他。
And then I'll just touch a little bit on a few of the important events that's recorded in this book.
然后我再交通一点比较重要的事情是在这本书的里面所记载的。
Now, this past summer at the Longway Conference in Virginia.
在过去这个暑假在维吉尼亚的特会的里面。
Brother Lyons was there.
南培德弟兄在那里。
Brother Stephen Kong was there.
江弟兄也在那里。
And during our prayer time before the ministry time,
当聚会以前的祷告
，and someone mentioned about this book.
有人就提到这一本书
，because Brother Gong read it and Brother Lance also read it.
因为江弟兄跟蓝弟兄都读过这本书
，and few of us also read it.
我们有几位也读过了。
Now the conclusion of that brief meeting we had together,
我们在一起相聚的。大家的结论就是
is that this title of this book is most fitting to our brother.
所以这本书的题目是非常的恰当来讲到我们的
It is called Shape by Vision.
就是说意象所雕塑的
And this title is very appropriate to our brother.
这个题目形容到我们的弟兄是非常的合宜。
But unfortunately, our two brothers and others discover,
但是很可惜，我们两位的弟兄跟其他的也发现
，it's more about his work than his life.
因为这本书特别注重是讲到他的工作，而不够讲到他的生命。
Because the author of this book, we can say he had no direct contact with the person.
因为这一位作者他与史弟兄没有直接的接触过
And so his material even though is from mostly from Witness and Testimony magazine
所以他的材料都是从见证与见证人这署名的杂志里面得到的
And the rest of the information he acquired or he gathered was gathered indirectly
所以他所得到的都是间接得到
Not first hand
不是
都一手的。
But mostly second or third hand.
可能是第二、第三手所接触到的。
But the conclusion of our two brothers is that this book is an excellent book.
啊，但我们的弟兄的结论说，这是一本很好的书。
And if you have time.To meditate, to read it, I would advise you, encourage you to purchase one and dig into it.
好，如果你有时间的话，你可以买一本，仔细的去读。
Okay, now before I share a little bit about what I know about brother,
当我在讲我所认识的史弟兄的之前
can we turn to our Bibles and just look at a few portions of scriptures?
我们翻开几处的圣经。
Yeah. This verse.Turn to Second Chronicles.
我们翻开《历代志下》
Second Chronicles 16.
历代志下第十六章
And we'll read verse 9.
我们读第九节
Second Chronicles 16 verse 9.
历代志下十六章第九节
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart are loyal to him.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人
Okay, let's read it again.
我们再来读一次。
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
Now this verse,Reminds me of Austin Sparks.
这一节圣经就叫我提醒我看到史伯克弟兄。
He always share in his spoken or in his books.
他在他讲道或者他的书里面都是这样交通道。
God is always looking for someone or a vessel, individual, corporate that he himself can commit himself to that vessel.
神一直在寻找。他自己能够使用造作这样的器皿。
He's always looking.
他一直在寻找。
For a vessel who has heart toward him.
是找着一个器皿对他有心向着他的。
And listen, that God can commit himself to that vessel.
然后神就把他自己完全的交在这个器皿的里面。
God is more anxious to get his work done than we are.
神他是比我们对于他的工作要做成更着急。
And always, he's always looking for that proper vessel by which his work can be not just carry on, but through its fulfillment.
他一直要寻找这样的器皿，叫他的工作能够成就在里面。
And let's turn to another portion of the scripture, Jeremiah chapter 9.
我们再翻到耶利米书第九节。
Chapter 9, Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章
Verse 23
第二十三节
Jeremiah
耶利米第九章
Chapter 9 verse 23
二十三节
Now these are the words of the Lord
这是主耶和华的话
Thus says the Lord Let not the wise man glory in his wisdomLet not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他的聪明认识我是耶和华。
Now this verse also reflects the life of Theophilus Sparks.
这一节圣经也反映出史柏克的一生。
Those who know him,
那些认识他的人
，they discover there's one key character in his life.
在他的性格里面有一个特点
，is his intense
pursuit of the Lord Jesus.
就是他是那样的迫切的去追求我们的主耶稣。
His intense pursuit of God Himself.
他是那样迫切的去追求神自己。
Why had he such a passion?
为什么他有这样的热情？
Because he discovered God is worth him to pursue.
因为他发现神是配得他这样的追求。
If you discover what is worthwhile, you go after it.
如果你觉得那实在是配得的话，你就会拼命的去追求。
And this is one of his key ministry.
这就是他一个最重要的职事。
He said God has but one desire.
神只有一个这样的渴慕。
He said we, those who are his,
这些是属于他的。
We have to come to a full knowledge who His Son is, Lord Jesus.
我们要全面的去努力去认识耶稣基督是谁。
Because everything is in Christ.
因为一切都在基督里面。
Outside of Christ, there is nothing.
在基督以外，什么都没有。
All the riches of Godhead bodily dwell in His Son.
神一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And in Him we are to be enriched.
我们在他里面也得个丰盛。
So outside of Christ, there's absolutely nothing.
所以离开了基督，什么都没有。
Everything is in Christ.
一切都在主里面。
Our brothers, we need to settle that.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把这个问题解决。
And the wonderful thing about our brother Spock's lives.
史蒂兄他生命的最奇妙的地方。
He discovered God and His beloved Son is worth all His pursuit.
他发现神跟他的爱子是配得他一生的追求。
There's no greater calling than that.
在那里有这样的呼召。
There's no greater pursuit than that.
在那里没有更大的追求。
And then let's turn to Jeremiah.
我们再翻到耶利米书。
Chapter
23. 第二十三章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
For who has stood in the council of the Lord and has perceived and heard his voice or his word? Who has marked his word and heard it?
有谁站在耶和华的会中得以听见并会悟他的话呢？有谁留心听他的话呢？
Now, do you know this verse is put it in a question form? It's a question.
你知道这一节圣经是一个问话。
So, in other words, this kind of people God is looking for is very rare.
这种人神所寻找的是少见的。
Now I'm going to read for another translation.
我要读另外一个翻译。
Okay. And our brother would listen and will do it in a very simple, more direct way.
我们要尝试的翻译。
Okay. This is from the New Living Translation.
这是新的译本。
Okay. But there's background to this verse.
是。这一节圣经的有背景的。
Because all the true prophets in the Old Testament, when they share or they proclaim God's word, what happened? People were not receptive.
因为当时在旧约里面讲的神的话，人都没有去听。
Our ears just not tuned to God's word.
我们的耳朵没有听神的话。
Unfortunately, besides those few true prophets that were raised up by God,
很可惜，除了那几个神所兴起的先知之外
，they are surrounded with false prophets。
那里充满的都是假先知。
And their ears all tuned to false prophets。
他们的耳朵都听假先知的话。
That will tickle their ears。
他们那些假先知，叫他们耳朵发痒。
Now let me read this in a new, more modern translation。
一个新的翻译是这样讲的。
But can you name even one?Of this prophet who knows the Lord well enough to hear what he's saying.
你能够找到一个先知，他能够认识神，听到他的话吗？
That is a very serious question.
这是一个很严肃的问题。
Let me read it again.
我再来读。
But can you name even one of this prophet who knows the Lord well enough to hear what he's saying?
你能够找到一个先知，他能够真正的认识神到一个地步，听见他的话。
has even one of them care enough to listen?
能够找到一个 他们愿意留心去听吗?
Now this speaks about the Austin Sparks life.
这就是讲到史百克的一生。
He said, unless our call is from heaven,
除非我们的呼召是从上面来的,
unless we are operated or called by heaven,
除非我们是因着上面来的呼召来支配的。
Let me put it again. Unless we are called by that heavenly vision,
除非我们被这个天上来的呼召 天上来的启示来抓住,
unless we are called by the mind of God behind that vision,
除非我们让这个意象之后神的心思来抓住,
we have no message.
我们实在没有任何的信息。
We have no message.
我们没有任何的信息。
We have a lot of things to say, but we have no message.
我们有很多话要讲, 但是我们没有信息。
And he said, it's when we have that heavenly vision, that calling,
当我们有那个属天的意象, 那个呼召,
and are called by that glorious will, purpose of God, heavenly purpose,
我们让这个神的旨意, 这个属天的旨意, 来抓住了,
he said, we have no ministry.
不然的话, 我们没有任何的信息, 没有任何的指示。
What can we preach?
我们能够讲什么呢?
May we preach ourselves.
我们在讲我们自己。
We have no word from heaven, from God to preach.
我们没有从上面, 从天上来的话,
and that will not change lives.
这样的信息不能够改变生命。
Only that which heavenly will change lives.
只有那属天的才能够改变生命。
So let's begin a little bit about our brother's life.
我们讲一点关于我们弟兄的一生。
Now, I'll relax now.
稍微放松一点。
Okay, and Eric will relax.
我们都轻松一点啊。And
you also relax.
你们也可以轻松一点。Okay.
I was really quite touched when our brother who led us singing a little while ago.
刚才我们的弟兄领诗歌的叫我很受感动。
We don't want to pay attention to our brother.
我们不要注意我们弟兄那个人。
We want to pay attention to the Lord that is in our brother's life.
我们要注意在我们弟兄里面的主。
That's important.
这是重要的。
Because if we can find Christ in that life, that life is real.
如果我们能够在那个生命里面找到主, 那个生命是真实的。
So if that life can be expressed through a vessel, we know that life is real.
那个生命能够借着这个器皿彰显出来, 那是真实的生命。
Now, so quickly, Brother Spock was born in London, September 30th, 1888.
我们的弟兄是1888年9月30号出生的。
And he went home to be the Lord on April 13, 1971.
他是1971年4月13号, 回到主那里去。
Okay, now first, I want to share a little bit of what I know of him, personally.
我现在要讲我个人所认识的,我怎么认识他。
Okay, now I have to say, what I know of him is very superficial.
我所认识的其实也是很表面的。
Okay, so I'll share with you.
我跟你有没有点交通?
But the impression is very deep.
但这个印象是非常深刻的。
Particularly when I met those lives, he had impacted.
特别是我, 遇到那一些的人是受他生意影响的。
That's right. And those lives were impacted by him. That what happened is revolutionary.
因为那些受他帮助的人，他们的影响力是革命性的。
They were really actually turned upside down.
他们实在把我们天翻地覆的改变过来。
And because of the tremendous transformation, it was shocking to Christianity as whole in quote.
因为这样的改变。 叫基督教里面觉得非常的惊愕。
Okay, now my first encounter of this Brother Sparks was in 1955.
我头一次接触他是1955年。
Okay, my wife and I, we married in 1954.
我跟我的姊妹是54年结婚的。
And we both went to schools in Minnesota.
我们那个时候在Minnesota读书。
Okay. Do you know in the 40s, late 40s,
你知道在40年代的末期,
some of the saints in that region, Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and also in South Dakota.
在 Minnesota, St. Paul, Minneapolis, 跟 South Dakota 那一带的人。
Some of those saints were already receiving Witness and Testimony magazine.
那些人他们已经接到了《见证与见证人》这一本杂志。
And those magazines really had impacted their life tremendously.
因为这本书实在影响了他们的生命。
I tell you, they were totally changed.
他们整个给改变过来。
I'll talk to you, share a little bit later.
我等一下再交通多一点。
And so when we went to South Dakota in the early 50s, we discovered there were all magazines in the 40s and 30s that belonged to a brother who is a farmer in South Dakota.
我们到 South Dakota 的时候就遇到一个弟兄，他手上有的是40年代末期的这一个见证与见证人的这些的杂志，是属于一个农夫的弟兄。
And then in St. Paul, Minneapolis, where we met with a few American believers.
因为在双城那个地方，我们也遇到一些美国的弟兄。
That magazine, Witness and Testimony magazine, really impacted their life tremendously.
这个见证与见证人这本所谓的杂志也影响了他们的生命。
So they told us.
他们告诉我。
They said, if you want to buy any of T.R. Sprague's books,
如果你们要买史百克弟兄的书
，There's only one store in downtown Minneapolis.
只有一个地方是在 Minneapolis 的downtown.
They don't display his books on the window.
他们不在外面陈列他的书。
They hide them in drawers.
他们把它藏在抽屉里面。
I said why?
他们为什么呢
？Is it because Brother Sprague was too controversial?
因为史百克弟兄是一个有争议性的人物。
Yes, if you want to buy his book, you have to go in there and ask for it.
如果你要买他的书，你要去问找他的。
Then he'll show it to you. It's high in the drawer.
然后他就告诉你这些书是藏在抽屉里面的。
Now I'll share a little bit later how controversial he was among the Christians.
我可以讲一讲在那个时候在基督徒当中他是多么有争议性的人物。
Now in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
在 Minneapolis, St. Paul 这个地方
we met a sister.
我们遇到一位姊妹。
Her husband went home to the Lord a few years back.
她的丈夫是前几年到主那里去了。
Now, I'll try to avoid as many names as possible.
我避免提这些的名字啊。
Because it will not do you much any good.
因为也没有什么实际的作用。
But a few I'll have to.
但有几个名字我要提的。
Okay. Now this brother is Milton Lind, L-I-N-D.
这个弟兄叫做 Milton Lind.
Yeah, and he was a very prominent preacher in one of the denominations in the Twin City or in the state of Minnesota.
他是在 Minnesota 双城那个地方很出名的一个传道人。
He was a well-known, well-admired Christian leader in the state of Minnesota.
他是在全州里面是很被尊重的一个基督教的领袖。
Apparently, he was a very gifted speaker.
他是一个有恩赐的讲员。
He really has a ministry.
他实在有他的执事
，and people look up to him.
大家都实在是很仰望他。
So you can say he had a wide sphere of influence.
所以他很有很大的影响力。
But somehow he felt something emptiness within him.
但他里面觉得非常的空。
With all the successes outwardly, but he felt there's something empty.
在他的工作里面，表面那么成功，但他里面觉得空。
So I have no idea how, but somehow he got hold of the Witness and Testimony magazine.
不知道怎么样，他就。得到了见证与见证人的这个杂志。
Now, I was not told which issue. I was not told which issue.
我不知道是哪一期。
I was not told which message that he read.
我也不知道是哪一个信息。
But whatever issue, whatever message, that touched him deeply.
但是那一次实在摸着他。
The first time he read that article in the Witness and Testimony magazine.
他第一次来读《见证与见证人》这一篇信息的时候
，Is it possible to someone to know God this way, like this brother? Is it possible?
难道有可能有一位弟兄他是这样的认识神吗
？Is it possible for one to see spiritually the way he sees it, like clearly?
你难道有可能他那么清楚地看到属灵的事吗
？He never encountered such a person.
因为他从来没有遇到过这样的人。
So when he read that.Article, it just blew his mind.
当他读到这篇信息的时候，他整个人给打翻了。
He said, "For the first time, I read something of a man who knows something of the mind of God."
他说我头一次读到这样的东西， 有一位人他认识这位全能的神。
And he was possible. Is it possible for a human being to know that much of God himself?
他是难道人能够认识神认识这么多吗？
So out of curiosity, he wrote the brothers part.
所以因着这样的好奇心，他就写信给史莱克弟兄。
And brothers invited him for a visit.
所以史莱克弟兄就请他去跟他会面。
So he took a boat in those days. They all go by boat.
所以他们就坐船到英国去。
And went and spent I don't know how long with brothers part.
我不知道他在那里跟史莱克弟兄住过多久。
And there's no record of what they talk about.
他们谈过什么也没有什么记录。
But when he came back,
但当他回来的时候
to the state of Minnesota,
当他回到 Minnesota 的时候
immediately he tendered his resignation.
他马上就递上他的辞职信。
He knew that he cannot go on the old way anymore.
他知道他不能够像以前这样的。
Because God has a better way.
因为神有一个更好的方法。
It's a living way.
是一个活的。
The way of the cross.
是十字架的道路。
A way of reaching God's heart.
是能够达到神心意的道路。
Not just meeting man's need, but meeting heart's God's need.
不单单是能够供应人的需要，而是满足神的需要。
And so when that board of directors of that church denomination, when they received that letter of resignation,
当那个宗派这些董事们收到他的辞职信的时候，
they were greatly in shock.
他们实在非常的惊讶。
They thought something wrong with him mentally.
他说这个人啊神经出问题了。
They thought something wrong with him.
他说这个人神经出问题了。
But they had a meeting with him.
他们就与他有一个会。
He said, "Don't you think you should reconsider and change your mind?"
他说你是不是应该重新考虑改变你的决定
no, he said, "It's already settled between God and me. It's already settled."
他说我跟主已经有过这样的机会。
I cannot go man's way. I can only go God's way.
我不能够再走人的道路，我要走神的道路。
It cost him everything.
他付其重的代价。
So they tried to persuade him to stay on.
所以他们就说服他，叫他留下来。
They said, "If you resign,
如果你辞职的话
you have no income.
你没有收入啊。
And you have a family.
你有家庭。
Who's going to take care of your wife?
谁来照顾你的妻子？
Who's going to take care of your kids' education?
照顾你儿女的教育。
Who's going to take care of your needs?
谁来照顾你的需要？
But he was so caught up with Christ.
他实在是跟我们的主是那样的直接。
All this human condition that so we think so needful were unimportant to him.
那一个人的光景，我们觉得是很有需要的，但他觉得不太重要。
And because that he impacted many other brothers and sisters in that area.
因为他在那里影响许多的弟兄姊妹。
So he moved to New York.
所以他就搬到纽约去了。
And he worked as a mechanic.
他就做一个
mechanic.
一个技术员。
But before they moved to New York, he moved to New York to be a mechanic. For a while, he was out of work.
他离开去纽约以前他失业了很久。
Okay, and those who knew the family,
那些认识他的人。
He said, "How miraculously Lord provided them for the family."
神是那样奇妙的供应了他生活的需要。
He said, "In Minnesota, in a severe winter, when the winter is so cold."
在 Minnesota, 冬天是冷得不得了。
He said, "Somehow, some people will bring in a few bushels of coal so they can have feet in their house."
不知道为什么有人就带一点煤给他，叫他们的家里面能够有火烧。
From time to time, they were surprised some people they brought in some loaves of bread so they can feed the kids.
有的时候人就很奇妙的给他们一些面包，叫他们的孩子有东西吃。
But in spite of their many lacks physically,
虽然他是在物质上这样的缺乏
they live for God's purpose. There's a meaning for living now.
但是他们现在生活有意义吗？为了神的旨意。
This living material thing cannot satisfy us.
这个意义不是物质的东西能够给我们满足的。
God himself is what his satisfaction.
神自己是他的满足。
Now we met his wife.
我们见过他的妻子。
And when you listen to her, what a testimony.
当我们听他讲的时候是多么美好的见证。
Another brother we know is Brother Nelson.
另外我们认识的一个弟兄是 Nelson 弟兄。
Now, Brother Stephen Kong knows this brother.
江弟兄认识他。
Yeah. He was a Baptist
pastor in Rochester, Minnesota.
他是浸信会在 Rochester, Minnesota 的牧师。
Now Rochester is the home of the Mayo Clinic.
Manchester 是 Mayo 诊所出名的这个婴儿诊所的地方。
So some of the big doctors are all from there.
所以那些出名的大医生都在那里。
And then we visited.That Mayo Clinic we visited once.
我们去过这个 Mayo Clinic 去了一次。
It was Brother Nelson. He took us to Rochester to stay with him, and he showed us the Medical Hall of Fame.
这个 Nelson 弟兄就带我们去看看这个医学界的名人堂。
And this doctor, what they discovered?
这个医生，
cure,
这个医生他发明了哪种的治疗方法？
Brother Nelson said, you know, some of those doctors on that whole film were his parishioners, were in his congregation.
说有一些这些名人的这些的出名的医生，在名人堂里的医生是他聚会里面的的人。
And he was a pastor of that Baptist church for 18 years.
他在那个浸信会做牧师做了18年。
Also, somehow handed him a magazine, Witness and Testimony magazine.
就是他也是得到见证与见证人的这一个杂志。
And Brother Nelson is on worship. What is worship? What is true worship?
那个信息是讲到敬拜，他说敬拜的意义是什么。
And he said when you finished reading that article, he said my bottom fell off.
他说当我读完了这篇信息的时候，他说我的底都破了。
That's right. You know what? Because he cannot go on anymore.
因为他实在不能够继续他以前走的路。
He was now caught by God.
他给神抓到了。
And then later on he resigned.
所以他又辞职了。
And he became a lawnmower salesperson.
他就成为一个那个卖除草机的一个销售员。
And you know what he told me?
他告诉我什么呢？
He said, Brother Hosea.
他说 ,Hosea 弟兄。
He said, I was never more in ministry than I am now.
我现在其实才是真正的在服事的里面。
You see, it's not what you do, it's your value before the Lord.
不是你做什么工作，而是你在神面前的价值。
It's not what you do, but your value before Him.
不是你在那里为神做什么，而是神看你的价值是怎样。
And so some of these people, you know, leave a very deep impression in me.
所以这些弟兄们给我一个很深刻的印象。
Okay, now let's come to a few other.Things that may be interest to some of the young people.
或者我提几些你们年轻人比较有兴趣。
I would strongly encourage you if you can get hold of this book, get hold of it and read it.
如果你们能够找到这本书的话，你们可以去读一读。
Okay. Now, 1966,
1966年
we had what we call Wabana convocation.
我们有一个在 Wabana 的一个特会。
That's right. And the brother who had this burden from the Lord.
这些弟兄们有这样负担的这群弟兄们。
Okay. It's Brother Chase.
是 Chase 弟兄。
Okay. Now I think Brother Thornton Stern visited you once or twice.
我们记得Thornton Stern 弟兄。来过我们这里讲过。
Yes, Brother Chase and Brother Stuckerston's parents were together in New Jersey together for many years.
因为 Chase 弟兄跟 Dr. Thornton 的父亲在纽泽西，他们一起很多年。
And Brother Chase, I would say that he was the first Americans who introduced the writing of boxing of India, the writing of watchmoney from China, and Brother sports writing from England to the American brother and sister.Reading audience.
Chase 弟兄他是头一个把印度的巴星弟兄、中国的尼托生弟兄跟英国的史百克的弟兄介绍给美国的弟兄。
He had a strong conviction.
他实在有一个很强的看见。
He said, "What God says to you, He says to all."
他神向你所说的也是向众人所说的。
Right. So, yeah, the Lord has many times He said, "What I say to you, I say it to all."
神说我对你所说的也是像你们所有人所说的。
And so he said, hear the heaven, ear, let me hear.
说凡有耳的都应当听。
And so Brother Chase had a tremendous burden wanting to invite Brother Sparks over
所以 Chase 有一个很强的负担，要请十百个弟兄来美国。
Since Boris Kong was already in New York,
那个时候江弟兄已经在纽约。
And that time, Brother Funky began to see something more of God's eternal purpose.
那个时候 Brother Funky,
Brother
Funky 也看到神永远的旨意。
So he wanted very much to have a week of convocation and invite these three speakers to share.
所以 Chase 弟兄就有一个负担，把这三位弟兄请来，有一个特会。
Okay, and they're all very willing.
他们都很愿意。
Okay. So Brother Chase began to look for conference sites.
所以 Chase 弟兄就要寻找聚会的地方。
Okay, and especially Christian conference sites.
特别是找到基督徒聚会的地方。
And he found quite a few.
他找到好几个。
And willing to let us use the facility.
都愿意让我们来使用。
And so they said, okay, we will let you use our facility, but who are your speakers?
他说你们可以用我们的地方，谁是你们的讲员啊？
The moment T.O.S.'s box name was mentioned, the door was shut.
当一提到史百克弟兄的名字，马上就关门了。
That's right. Because in England,
因为在英国
，because his ministry he became very controversial.
他就成为一个在英国是有争议性的人物。
Christian fellow Christian believers, Christian servants wrote books against him, attacking him.
基督徒的仆人们写书来攻击他。
I heard Boris Spock say personally.
我亲耳听到史百克弟兄对我讲
，He said, "When God revealed His Son to me,"
说当神把他的儿子启示给我
，He revealed Christ to me.
他把基督启示给我
，He revealed the cross to me.
他启示十字架给我
，He revealed Christ's church, what church to me.
他启示教会是什么给我的时候
，England turned against me.
说英国就反对我
，And He told me.
他告诉我
，Told us.
告诉我们
，It's that sometimes when you be walking in London, you know, on the street on the this way, and when some other servant saw him walk, they avoided him.
在街上，伦敦的街上遇到神的仆人，他们看到他都掉头而走。
And he shared with us one. He said once there is an Anglican clergy.
所以有一次是一个圣公会的一个传道人
，read his book.
读过他的书
，was much convicted.
他实在蒙个光照。
So he called the spark.
所以他打电话给史什克弟兄
，I'd like to meet you.
说我要来见你
，and talk things over with you.
然后跟你有交通
，and so they had an appointment.
所以他们有一个交通
，and this brother Anglican clergy confided to brother Spark.
这一个圣公会的圣品人跟史百克弟兄说
，He said, after I read your book,
当我读完你的书
，I know everything in that book that you share in that book is from the Lord Himself.
我知道你在书里面所讲的每一点都是神给你的。
God's center is Christ.
神的中心是基督。
God's way is the cross.
神的道路乃是十字架。
God's fullness is to express in the church.
神的丰满是借着教会来彰显。
He said, I know it.
我知道了。
But he said, I cannot do it.
但是我做不出来。
It's too costly for me.
对我来讲代价太重了。
And that was it.
就这样走了。
So he impacted many, many people.
所以他实在影响了许多的人。
How much time do we?
You can speak about that.
just by way of diversion. By way of divert.
我插出去啊。
Divert. You remember, I think it was in Acts 18 or so. You know, when Paul was going to Miletus the next day, and Troas, he preached all night. You remember that story?
你知道那个，保罗在那个，整夜在那里祷告，在那个，油推谷。
Yeah, Eutychus, that's right, Eutychus. Now, this time in Harvey Cedars.
这一次我们在，Harvey Cedar 的特会。
Now,Because he fell down three floors, you know?
油推谷从三楼上面摔下来。
That's because Paul was too long in his preaching.
因为这个保罗太长气了。
That's right. So he fell.
所以他就睡着了，掉摔下来。
So Paul went down there and revived him, you remember?
你记得吗？保罗在那里叫他活过来。
So for the Ed Miller, you know why Paul went down there and revived him?
这个Ed Miller 弟兄在哈密斯特就讲，你知道为什么保罗要去让你叫他活过来
？So he can listen to the rest of the sermon. So he can listen to the rest of his sermon.
因为他这样可以听完他所讲的道啊。
No, he said no.
不是这样
，He said
不是这样。
He said if we want to listen to God, we need resurrection life.
我们 要听到神的话，我们需要复活的生命。
That hit me.
这个实在抓住我。
That's right. He said, at first I thought he revived him so Paul can finish his sermon and he can listen. He said, that's wrong.
但我一开始以为保罗叫他复活过来，是叫他能够听完他的道，这错了。
He said, but to listen to God's word in the right way, we need his resurrection life.
因为听要听到听准神的话，是需要那个复活的生命。
That's right. So we have to have that.
我们要这样。
Okay, so what is verse 66? We began those convocation.
六年我们开始了这个特会。
Okay, I'll just share a few thoughts that what we, because we were there.
因为我们在那里。
Now he flew in from London, direct to DC, and then went to the campground.
他从伦敦飞到华盛顿 DC, 然后我们就到营地。
Okay, so the next day he shared.
第二天他就讲。
So in a sense, he put the Lord's interest first before his health.
他实在把主的事情放在他健康的前面。
So we really were concerned for him.
所以我们实在是很关心他的身体。
He will fly over and the next day or 2 days later he will share.
他飞过来第二天第三天就要讲道。
So one convocation, he flew over.
所以有一次的特会。
And then, when he arrived, he told Brother Che, he said, I think my heart has a little something, not quite right.
他说他一下飞机就告诉 Chase 弟兄说我的心脏有点问题。
Because he was never in good health.
因为他身体一直都不好。
Okay, so he confided to Brother Che, he said, I think my heart is...
他就告诉 Chase 弟兄我的心脏出毛病。
Yeah, it's not working well.
心脏有问题。
Okay.So Brother Chase, he said, well, if that's the case, why don't you just rest and don't speak the first day?
那 Chase 弟兄，那你的第一天就不要讲，你休息好了。
He didn't say anything.
他什么都没有说。
The next morning, he got up to share.
第二天早上他站起来就讲了。
And he overcame that problem.
他胜过了那个毛病。
There's one thing we know about this, he knows the resurrection power.
有一点我们知道，他认识复活的大能。
He has such simple faith, never questioned God's power and wisdom.
他是那样单纯的信心，从来对神的智慧跟能力不发生疑问。
The first thing we need to overcome faith is to doubt God.
我们首先要胜过的乃是对神的怀疑。
That's right. Our problem is that we doubt God.
我们的问题是我们对神有怀疑。
We don't pay up to 100% attention to what he says and obey.
我们没有百分之一百的听跟顺服他的话。
And so when problem arises, so he said, what can we do? What can we do?
当问题出现了，我们是怎么办呢？怎么办呢
？Okay, now you young people, you're much younger.
你们那些年轻人啊。
In the 60s, but you remember in the 60s there's that hippie movement.
你记得在六十年代有这个嬉皮士啊。
Yeah, those older ones. And San Francisco is very well known for that.
这个三藩市是嬉皮士的发源地。
That's right. And you know, long hair and bare feet and all that.
长头发，不也不穿鞋。
But at the same time, during the hippie high movement, there's a group of hippies that turned to the Lord.
因为在那个嬉皮士的运动里面，有一些人得救了。
Yeah, so we know a few hippies that really turned to the Lord in a very, very real living way.
所以我们认识一些嬉皮士啊，他们实在信了。
So at one of the conferences in Wabana, Brother Chase, in out of his good heart, invited some of these new hippie Christians to come to listen to Brother Spock.
所以那一次这个Chase 弟兄就请了一些嬉皮士来到 Wabana 这个特会里面。
Now let me confess.
我
confess before you.
我要对你们讲清楚啊。
It's not easy to understand his ministry.
你知道史柏克弟兄。的信息不太容易明白。
I had to confess.
我要承认这件事情。
In the 60s, 66 to 70, I sat down at that convocation, I listened to him, I had to confess I did not know what he was talking.
我要向你们坦白啊，66年到70年，我坐在那里听，我听不懂他讲什么。
But Brother Spock said, don't worry about that.
但史柏克弟兄说，你不要担心。
So he shared this with us.
他就跟我们交通。
He said, often time people went to Honor Oak to listen to him.
说经常人有人去Honor Oak 那个相遇那个会所去听他讲道。
Okay. And so at the end they said, now, what you get out of it?
会后就问他说你听到了什么
？I don't know.
他说我不知道。
I don't know. I cannot tell.
我讲不出来。
But you know what did he say?
但他说什么呢？
But I touched something.
但是我摸到一些东西。
What a spirit, that's good enough.
是反正这就行了。
Because some people you touch reality, you have no way of explaining it.
因为当时你遇到这个实际，你没有办法来把它讲明出来。
Just like a blind man, he said, "When I was blind, but now what? I see. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but now I see."
就好像瞎子说，我不知道什么事情发生。从前我是瞎眼的，现在我看见了。
So if you always say, "Don't rely on your understanding,"
所以不要依靠你的理解。
But the key is, are you touched by the Lord?
最主要的是你有没有给主摸到。
That's everything.
这是一切。
If there's touch of the Lord, you have something there that cannot be taken away.
摸到你，那就是一切。那些东西你不能失去的。
Okay. Now just on that line, I need to share another incident.
我再讲一件事。
So those who went to listen to him, they said, "Where did he get all that?"
有人说说他们。从哪里得到这些东西
？Why did he get all that？
他们从哪里得到这些东西
？How come he has the insight？
他为什么他有这些的光
？So some of these visitors keep inquiring the local on the old people. He say, "What version scripture? What version Bible he is using?"
所以当时就有人问，在 on the old 英国教会的弟兄姊妹就问。他是用哪一个英文翻译本的圣经
？How come he had all the footnotes we don't have？
为什么他有这么多的注解我们都没有
？How come he can explain things the way we don't have it in our Bible？
为什么他能够这样的解释我们好像看不到呢
？And the world comes is by revelation，
是因着启示。
And there's one thing he longed for is an open heaven。
他一直在渴慕着有一个敞开的天。
See Christ。
See, 看到基督
that's everything.
那就是一切
And so Urbana concluded in 1970
所以 Urbana 是70年结束了
And then 71 the Lord took him home
71年主就把他接回家
Now before he went home
他离开世界以前
He gave specific instruction
他特别的吩咐这样的安排。
No one is to perpetual my work, my ministry.
他说没有人应该继续我的工作。
And they, all my books, my magazine, there should be no further reprint. No further issue.
我的书，我的杂志不要继续出了。
He said, when I'm gone, everything ends with me.
当我离开了，我所这些工作就停止了。
And so he took Acts 13, what the writer share about David. Acts 13,
在《使徒行传》十三章
verse 36,
十三章三十六节，那也就是大卫所说的话。
That's right. David, verse 36, for David after he had served his own generation by the will of God, he fell asleep.
说大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意就睡了。
So he said, when I go, everything ends.
说当我离开的时候这些东西都要停下。
And so immediately, shortly after that, the magazine ceased its publication.
所以当他一离开世界这个杂志就停刊了。
And all, there's no more reprinting of his books or pamphlets.
而且他所出的书这些的杂志就不再印了。
And so when we heard about it, Walter Chase and another brother and myself, a few of us, we heard about it, we were saddened.
当我们听到这个消息，我们非常的悲哀。
Because in US, there is a hunger for his literature.
因为在美国，对于他的文字有一个很大的渴慕。
And so we wrote back.
所以我们就写信回去。
Right. We say, we convinced the Witness and Testimony Foundation, the brothers in charge of the books.
我们就写信给见证与见证人出版的这些负责人。
We say what God has given to our brother and through our brother is for all God's people.
我们说，神给我们弟兄，也借着我们的弟兄，是要给所有的人。
Because there's eternal value in them.
因为在这些信息里面有永久的价值。
And finally, reluctantly allow us to do the reprinting.
最后，他们。很不愿意的允许了我们继续印他的书。
Now I'll touch a little bit of the key events that took place in his life.
我现在要讲一点在他一生里面一些重点。
Okay, just curious, out of curiosity, how many of you have read this book?
有多少人来读过这本书？有这本书。
No one. Well, that's good.
没有人啊，那很好。
So I can say. Because if you read it, I have to be careful.
如果你们读了，我要小心一点。
Okay, I may not share in the right way. But he was born in London in 1888.
他是1888年在伦敦出生的。
Okay. Now his father was impresario.
他的父亲
He's a cultural person. He arranged concerts and lectures.
哦，他是那个安排音乐会。
That's right.
啊，就是艺就这样的一个人。
So he arranged cultural events to take place in villages, in towns, and so forth. And I suppose he get a percentage.
哦，他是这样的一个经理人来安排这些的音乐会，
yeah.
这些的文化事业。
Now, if you look carefully, any of the outstanding artist performance in our country, they all have an impresario who manage their affairs.
因为在我们现在这个国家也是，如果有任何的这些音乐会，都有一个经理人在那里来安排的。
So if you want any concert for anyone, you have to go through that agency.
如果你要有一个这样的音乐会，你就要找他这个代理人。
So he was a quite cultural person.
所以他是一个在文化界里面出名的人。
And his intention is that for his son to be like him.
因为他就希望他的儿子能够像他一样
you know, cultural, refined.
是非常艺术文化音乐界的
But on the other hand
在另外一面呢
His mom
史柏克弟兄的母亲
yeah, she was a very godly person
他是一个非常敬虔的人
But the father is a very secular, very worldly person
这个父亲呢是属世的
He's interested in cultural things but he's never interested in spiritual things
他实在对于这个文化艺术很有兴趣，
所以
他对于属灵的事情他没有问题。
So he try all he can so that mother would not have much influence on Theodore's work.
所以他想尽了一切的办法，叫史柏克弟兄的母亲不能够影响儿子。
Actually, and because mother must be a very godly person.
这个母亲是个非常属灵的人。
Yeah. Now, actually, Brother Lance, I think Brother Spock confided to him just what group of Christians that she was fellowship with.
那个时候Lance 已经告诉我们，他是跟哪一群人一起来交通的。
It's quite sound.
是一个
it's quite sound.
是非常有好的属灵的认识的一群人。
So to avoid that godly influence from the mother,The father sent to Glasgow, Scotland for education.
所以为了避免叫他母亲影响史柏克弟兄，所以他爸爸就把他送到苏格兰去读书。
And to live with the relatives.
跟他的亲戚住在一起。
Now, at that moment,
在那个时候
，at that moment, England, in Europe,
在英国，在欧洲
particularly in England.
特别是在英国
，The Lord raised up many spiritual giants.
那个时候，神兴起很多属灵的伟人。
Darby belonged to that generation.
达比弟兄是那个时代的。
George Mueller.
穆勒弟兄是那个时代的人。
And also a great well-known missionary, Hudson Taylor.
戴德生也是那个时代的人。
And also gifted teachers, interpreter of scriptures of Bible, like Gavitt.
然后非常会讲圣经的葛卫弟兄也是那个时候的。
And many others.
还有许多。
And also.Also F. E. Meyer.
迈尔弟兄也是那个。
And later on, Brother Spock became a good friend of F. E. Meyer.
最后史弟兄成为F. E. Meyer 的好朋友。
And later on, he became quite close, became quite close associate with G. Campbell Morgan.
然后他也跟摩根弟兄非常的熟悉。
So in Brother Spock's book, which I'll share, when God creates a need, He also creates a supply.
在史柏克弟兄里面说当神制造了一个需要的时候他也预备了供应
When he creates a supply he's also creating a need
当他那里创造了这个需要他也创造了供应
God is doing it
神是在做工
And that's why in John 13 the Lord said what I do you do not know
所以约翰十三章说我所做的你们不知道
So a lot of things you go through like you don't know what You don't know why this happened to you.
所以你们不知道为什么这个事情会发生。
Why the Lord allow this thing happen to you?
为什么神允许这个事情发生？
Why you move from this place to that place?
为什么你们从这里会搬到这里？
Why you marry this person that you married to?
为什么你要跟这个人结婚？
Behind, God is doing something.
因为在这个背后是神在做工。
Because he's bringing things all together in Christ Jesus.
他在耶稣基督里面把这一切事连在一起。
Supply is to meet the need.
供应这些的需要。
When there's a need, he supplies.
当那个有需要，那个就有供应。
It's God's work, not man's work. It is God's work and not man's work.
这是神的工作，不是人的工作。
So this is very important to know.
这是非常重要的。
So the next three times we'll share on some of these more principles that he helped us to see through more clearly.
好的，下面还有三次的信息，我们要讲他所看到更清楚的这些的原则。
Okay. So when he was in Glasgow, Scotland, he was there all by himself.
他在 Glasgow 苏格兰的地方，他一个人在那里。
So it was in the spring of 1905.
所以在1905年的春天。
He walked into downtown Glasgow.
他在 Glasgow 的市中心。
And he was lonely.
他非常的孤单。
You know, away from home.
离开了家。
And also he was feel very rejected.
他那个也觉得好像的实在是非常的给
rejected.
被拒绝。
That's right, because the father said, he does not want the wife to influence son, so he sent his son away.
因为他父亲不让妈妈影响，他就把儿子送走了。
So there's a sense of rejection.
所以他里面觉得被拒绝。
So in the spring of 1905, he went downtown to Glasgow just as supposed to have a walk.
所以1905年春天，他在Glasgow 的旧市中心那个走。
And he found a group of young people, they had an open air gospel meeting.
他们在那里遇到一些年轻人在空场上传福音。
So out of curiosity, he stood and listened.
他因为好奇心就去听。
But you know, that day,
那天
the Lord touched his heart.
神摸着他的心。
He went home to his room and he committed his life to the Lord Jesus.
他回到家里面，他把自己的一生交在神的手中。
And he shared with her, he said,Later on, when he was downtown walking, and when he saw that group, he joined that group.
他看到那一群人，他就参加了这一群人。
And he began to give testimony.
他在那里就做见证。
And you know, I heard this from his own mouth.
我亲口听他讲。
Is how do we experience anointing upon us?
我们怎么知道圣灵在我们里面工作？
How we understand the anointing upon us?
我们怎么知道恩膏在我们身上？
He said, when we obey the anointing within, the anointing without comes upon us.
是当我们顺服里面恩膏的教训，恩膏的就浇奠在上面。
Inside you obey the anointing, outside empower you to testify.
当你里面顺服恩膏的引导，外面就加给你恩膏的力量。
And so he shared with us, that was the first time.He experienced the life that's within him.
那是头一次他交通到里面的生命。
Clearly, there's a new life in me.
他很清楚地说，在我里面有一个新的生命。
That was never there before.
是以前没有的。
He experienced that.
他经历了。
Now, later on, he went back to London.
后来他回到伦敦。
Okay. Now, at that time, there was a revival in the great Royal Albert Hall in London, musical auditorium, huge auditorium.
那个时候在伦敦一个大的音乐厅里面有一个很大的复兴。
So when he went back to London, he was in the midst of this big evangelical revival.
当他回去的时候，那有一个很大的复兴。
And we are told by this biographer, he actually participated in many of the activities during that gospel revival.
那书里面告诉我们，在那一个福音的大复兴的里面，他那里有很多的参与。
Now that revival was historical.
那一个复兴是历史性的。
Because it lasts many months.
因为延续了很多个月。
One of the news local paper journalists went for a visit.
当地的报纸去去那个采访。
He said, "How long would this last? How long would this revival meeting? How long would this last?"
说这样的一个福音的大复兴，你们搞多久
？And I think one of the brother in response he said, "We don't know. It will last for a long, long, long time. As long will last for a long time."
那个弟兄说，我们也不知道这个聚会要开多久，但是我们知道主要愿意会很久很久。
And this journalist, he said.Maximum 2 weeks.
这个记者说，顶多给你们两个星期。
Because all the big events that took place in the autumn never last more than a month.
因为在那个大音乐厅里面，所有的活动啊，没有说超过一个月的。
And from what I was told, it lasts over 2 months.
结果这个聚会延迟超过两个月。
Now the record said almost one million.People attended those revival meetings.
差不多有一百万人参加了那一次福音的复兴大会。
15,000 professed their faith in the Lord Jesus.
一万五千人信了归主。
And Walter Spott was involved spiritually in this great revival that took place in England at that time.
史柏克弟兄他直接的参与了那一次这样属灵的复兴。
Now one of the outstanding success of this revival.
在这一次的复兴的里面，突出的
is the prayer of God's people throughout the world，
是全世界的神的儿女们在祷告。
They stand together，
他们站在一起。
They pray with faith, believing，
他们用信心，凭着信心来祷告。
That God will do a great work，
神要做大工。
And because the faith squarely put on。Well, that faith, utter faith in the Lord Jesus.
因着大家的信心都集中在主的身上。
And we are told they did not rely on any of the advertisements or unnecessary gimmicks that we see today, any slogan. No, it's just
没有任何人的方法广告这些的东西。
And they say they simply trusted in the drawing power of Christ. They simply trusted in the drawing power of Christ.
他们完全的相信耶稣基督。把人带到他跟前。
Now that's some of the event that he went through.
这是他所参与的一些故事。
Now let's quickly move a little bit quicker if possible.
我们继续快的再讲一些。
Okay, and then at the age of 25.
当他二十五岁的时候
，he was asked to pastor of a church outside of London.
他在伦敦外面作为一个教会的牧师。
Now we are told when he was alone in Glasgow.
我们知道他单身一个人在苏格兰的时候。
He was already very active in Christian, we call Christian ministry.
他已经在基督教的服事里面非常的活跃。
He will attend many of the, he will join many Bible groups.
他参加许多的查经班。
And he will even invite people into his room in his house.To study Bible together.
他也邀请人到他的房间跟一同来读圣经。
And so those who know something about him, they think at that time he dig in many scriptural books that help him in those days. He devoured them, spiritual books.
在那个时候，他就读圣经，读了许多属灵的书。
That's right. But he really have a searching heart.
他实在有一个追求的心。
Let me just quickly divert one more moment.When Walter Spock passed away,
当斯巴克弟兄离开世界的时候
，So I'm not so sure it's Walter Thornton or somebody. He said he asked Brother Eric Fishbacher in Scotland. He said, "Would you write something down about the unique feature or character of the person you know, Walter Thornton Sparks? What is his outstanding feat character?"
我记得好像是方凯弟兄就要求在苏格兰的。Eric Fishbacher 弟兄、
yeah.
说：“你写一点关于史班克弟兄他有什么特别的地方
？”Yeah, because Eric Fishbacher's dad was very closely associated with Sparks.
因为巴医生他跟史班克弟兄是非常的熟悉。
And Eric Fishbacher himself also came much under the influence of Sparks.
因为 Fishbacher 他也实在受史班克弟兄很大的影响。
And so.He wrote two pages.
所以他写了两页。
And I have a copy of it, but I couldn't find it.
我是有那两页，但是我找不到啊这一次。
But there's only one conclusion.
那么就一个结论。
The outstanding feature of this book is his intense quest for the Lord.
就是他那个迫切
对于主的追求。
That's his passion.
这是他的那一个热情。
In other words, he wants God's best.
也就是说，他要得到主的最好。
He will not settle for anything less than God's best.
他不愿意在主的最好之外能够满足。
And because of that, God can commend himself to him.
因着这个原因，神就把他赏给他。
Now, this, so he, for, after he left Glasgow at the age 25, he was pastor of this congregational church.
所以在25岁的时候，他就在这个公理会里面做牧师。
And we are told at that time the spiritual condition of this church was very, very low.
那个时候这一个聚会属灵的光景很低沉。
And also, before he was asked to be a pastor, Brother Spock already exercising his gifts.
因为在他没有做牧师以前，他已经在那里显出他的恩赐。
So he had a sense within himself, maybe the Lord has given him a gift of speaking.
所以他里面有感觉是神给他这样讲道的恩赐。
Because as he exercised that gift, I mean, God draw, the Lord draw people to him.
因为他在那里使用这个恩赐的时候，神就把许多的人带到跟前。
So at 25, he was invited to be a pastor of the congregation.
所以他25岁就做个公理会的牧师。
And the spiritual condition of this church was very, very low.
那个时候这个聚会的属灵光景很差。
Now the record tells when he came there, he restored life.
记载告诉我们，当他到达那个地方，他就叫生命恢复过。
And they restore, there's a new vitality.
在那里就有个活路。
And so the bonus, they sense have a sense of going on. They want to go on.
他们就要继续向前走。
So it's at that church congregation he preached formally his first official sermon.
是在那个教会，他是头一次正式的讲道。
Okay, now you know what he first time is from.Acts 26. Let's look at that. That's his first sermon.
他头一篇的讲道是《使徒行传》二十六章。
Okay. And he said, he never depart. For the rest of his life, he never depart from this first message. The impact of this first message.
他说他一生都没有离开，在头一次信心里面，在他身上的冲击。
This first message.Became the foundation for the rest of his life for his ministry.
因为这一篇的信息就成为他一生属灵的基础。
Okay. All right. Verse 17 and 18.
第二十六章十七十八节。
This are Paul's testimony.
这是保罗的见证。
Okay. Now we're going to read just pick an English Bible just those last few words from verse 17.
十七节末了。
Okay, I now send you. You get that?
我现也要差你。
Yeah. So we begin with.
十八节。
I now send you.
我差你。
To open their eyes,
叫他们的眼到他们那里去，叫他们的眼睛得开。
In order to turn them from darkness to light and from power of Satan to God.That they may receive forgiveness of sin in an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
He said that first message and from this verse govern the direction of his service.Throughout his life.
那头一篇的信息就是从这节圣经的信息就指示了他一生的服事。
And then after 10 years at this local congregation church, he moved to Honor Oak Baptist Church.
十年以后他就搬到 Honor Oak 浸信会。
And he became much well known.
他就成为非常出名的人。
It's at that time he came into association with Caucasic Convention.
那个时候他也开始接触到开西聚会。
And also at this time he came to he and Mrs. Josephine Lewis they came to know each other.
那个时候他也认识了宾路易师母。
Yeah, and so because of that associate with Mrs. Penn Lewis thought that in the future T.O. Spock will inherit his ministry.
因为这样的接触，宾路易师母就要史百克弟兄做成他的继承人。
And at this time when he was an Baptist church, he was already a very well-known minister.
在 Honor Oak 进行会的时候，他已经是个很出名的一个传道人。
He was in great demand.
到处都邀请他。
And he was also invited to sit on the board of mission and many of the mission boards.
在许多的差会里面都请他做董事。
It's also about this time he was invited to France to give a series of preaching to the French provinces.
在那个时候，他也被邀请去法国，在那里讲很多篇的道给法国的弟兄姊妹。
Now on his first visit, I'm not so sure whether his first or subsequent visit. When one of his visits, 50 pastors came to his ministry.
在一次在法国的时候，有50个牧师来到他的聚会里面。
Besides the 50 pastors, also there's a group of seeking young Christians.
除了这50位牧师，还有一群很渴慕的年轻人。
Now his ministry must have such an impact on them.
他那个时候的执事就有很大的影响。
So after his formal ministry,
当他结束了他这些的讲道聚会之外
they requested that.If they can spend some time with him,
他们就要求能够跟他花一点时间在一起。
The record tells us after the formal ministry, Brother Spock spent extra 2 hours every day with this group of seekers.
他说，在每天正式讲道聚会之完了以后，都有2小时跟这些追求的人一起交通。
So his impact is already worldwide.
所以那个时候他的影响力已经达到全世界。
And also through Mrs. Payne Lewis.He also visited many of J.C. Payne Lewis' followers in USA.
因为那个时候，因着宾利师母在美国许多跟随宾利师母的地方，也邀请了史百克弟兄来。
And also his ministry in U.S. in those early days also had a tremendous impact.
所以他早期这些的服事已经有很大的影响力。
Okay. Now it was at Honor Oak Baptist Church.
是 Honor Oak 浸信会这个地方。
The Lord turned Brother Spock around in such a drastic way.
在那个地方，主把史百克弟兄有一个剧烈的转变。
I'm going to read a little bit of his conviction of the Lord's way in just a little bit.
我读一点，神如何的在那里改变他。
Let me put it this way.The more he was caught up with heavenly vision,
他越给属天的意象来抓住
the more he detached from what is a man.
他就越离开这个人的东西
The more he is caught up with what is eternal,
他越给永远的东西服务
he let all this temporal go very easily.
他就很容易离开放下这些暂时的东西
And because of his life and his testimony,
因着他这样的见证
，He impacted many of those people that are meeting with him in Honor Oak Baptist Church.
所以他就影响了这一些在 Honor Oak 跟他一起聚会的人。
Now before he came, Honor Oak Baptist Church was a very social place, social.
当他来以前 ，Honor Oak 浸信会是一个社交的场所。
And there are many recreational activities.
所以呢，有很多娱乐的活动。
And but when he came.There, after, shortly after he came there, he turned things, everything around.
当他来到这个地方不久，就改变了整个。
All the other activities stop, cease.
那些的活动都停下来。
There's a new seeking of the Lord.
这个就开始有一个对主的追求。
There's new longing for more of the Lord.
他们愿意更渴慕的得到主。
Now that's when Brother Spock had a real experience inwardly.
因为那个时候。史百克弟兄他里面有了很深的经历。
According to Brother Lance,
根据南非的弟兄讲
，Brother Sparks, even though he had a very successful ministry throughout Europe, throughout England, and also North America,
史百克弟兄虽然在整个的欧洲、北美。都有很成功的这样的服事。
Because of his ministry in Honor Oak, that ministry and all draw many hungry hearts there to listen to his ministry, his messages.
因为他在 Honor Oak 的服事，就吸引了许多人到 Honor Oak 来听道。
And also, he is now invited to speak at conferences in other groups.
所以别的地方的特会也请他去讲。
So you can say outwardly, he is not very successful.
所以从外面来讲，他那个时候已经很成功了。
But he was also feel very empty.
但他里面也觉得很空。
You know, he was a student of one of the best students of G. Campbell Morgan.
因为他是 摩根弟兄最好的学生。
Because G.K. Moore is a prince of biblical expository teaching.
因为摩根弟兄是被称为讲经王子。
That's right. And George Sparks was one of his followers.
因为史百克弟兄是他的跟随者。
And he was trained by him.
他是被摩根弟兄训练过的。
Now, if you read G.K. Morgan's for some of his four gospels, and then you read some of the Brother Sparks on the same thing on the Moore Gospel and John, Brother Sparks was way ahead of G.K. Morgan.
如果你读了摩根弟兄的四福音，你再读史百克弟兄查经的福音的书，你觉得史百克弟兄比摩根弟兄进一大步。
There's a new dimension you do not find in G.K. Morgan.
因为有一个新的层面是摩根的书里面你找不到。
You touch life.
因为在那个你碰到生命。
Not just right teaching, good teaching.
不单只是好的教导，
But you touch the heart of God.
因为你摸到了神的心。
That's all the difference.
这就是不同的地方。
So he was very empty within.
所以他里面那个时候觉得很空。
And he feel he cannot go on anymore.
他觉得他走不下去了。
Because he made business with the Lord.
因为他实在跟主是那样的严肃的关系。
He said to the Lord.
他对主说。
Unless you give me, you do a new thing in me, and give me a truly open to see who you are.My ministry is finished.
除非你在我身上有一个新的开始，叫我实在看到你是谁，不然的话，我的服事完了。
I cannot go on.
我走不下去了。
Just draw more people to true knowledge is not good enough.
只是把更多人吸引过来，给他们真好的知识教导，这个不够的。
If they have true knowledge but not touching you, what is there?
他们有真的知识，但他们摸不到你，那没有用啊。
And so one morning, early morning, he told his wife.
有一天早上，他对他的妻子说
：“Is I'm going to shut in with the Lord in my study.”
说我今天要关起门来，在我的书房里面。
He said, don't do anything. Don't knock the door.
不要敲门，不要找。
Don't.
不要。
If I come out, I'll come out.
如果我要出来。的时候我才出来。
He said, "But I'm not going to come out until the Lord and I we transact our business together, hand in hand, face to face."
我跟主的交易没有完成，我不会出来。
And so he was so honest with the Lord.
说他主是，他对主是那样的真。
He said, "Lord, unless you do a brand new thing in me and the living thing I see you in the living way, my ministry is over."
说主，除非你给我里面有新的看见，有一个活的路。不然的话，我的服事就完了。
You know, the Lord met him that morning.
那一天早上，主遇见他。
He see the greatness of Christ as he never saw before.
他看到主耶稣的伟大，是从来没有见到的。
If we don't see the greatness of Christ, where is the gospel we can preach?
如果你没有看到那个主的伟大，我们传什么福音呢？
And so that was the turning point of his life ministry.
这就是他服事的转变。
Now.This I'll read.
我读一读。
Okay. It's because it's in his own words.
这是他自己的话。
Okay. Now maybe hard to understand.
可能比较难懂。
But I'll read it and then I'll paraphrase if needed. You need to.
如我读一读，或者我用我的话再重复一下。
Okay. Now it's on page 42.
我。I don't bother.
You just listen to me. Okay.
很难翻译啊。
Okay, you listen to me. Okay, you listen. Okay. 42. Right here. Okay. For many years, I was what was called a minister of denominations.
所以在这些年来，我是在宗派的里面来做。牧师
you catch that now? For many years, I was what was called a minister in the denomination.
在这些年来，我被称为宗派当中的一个传道人。
I was a minister of two denominations at the same time.
而且有一个时刻是我是在两个宗派里面做传道人。
And so I had the big religious buildings.
所以我有一个宗教的一个很大的背景
That's buildings
这样的建筑
That's right because in England you have these big cathedrals
因为在英国就有这些大的教堂
And he say and I wore clerical collar and attire
所以我是带这些牧师圣品人的这些的名字。
You see what I'm saying? They have this, yeah, I wore clerical collar and a tie, and I was in that whole system called organized Christianity.
我是在那一个组织的基督教的里面。
I had a big pulpit.
我有一个很高的讲台。
And I preached sermons.
我在那里传讲信息。
And I was paid to do it.
我是受薪来做这些事情。
Well, I was very honest.
那个时候我实在是很真诚。
I really belong. I really believe that I belong to the Lord.
我实在相信我是属于主的。
My heart was reaching out for the Lord.
我的心实在是向着主是打开的。
Now, but can this kind of heart yes you feel empty?
这样的心对主还觉得空吗？
That's right. It's possible.
还是有可能的。
Okay. But the time came.
但是时间到了。
When the Lord showed me Jesus Christ.
当主把耶稣基督启示给我的时候
He began to reveal his son in me.
他在我的里面把他的儿子启示出来
I see I knew the Bible I see I knew the Bible
他说我看见我也认识圣经
I was teaching the Bible everywhere
我在到处来讲解圣经
I went to a big churchNorth London, and I taught.
我到伦敦北部，我就给教。
Okay, I started. I'll skip. I started going through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
我在那里从启示录创世纪讲到启示录。
And there was a big crowd.
哦，那个人很多。
You say the reason I say that to you because I literally know, I think I know something of the Bible.
哦，因为他说我认为我认识圣经。
But he said, the day came when I saw the Lord Jesus.
从那天当我看见了主耶稣的时候
He said, all these things I did before just like child play.
说这些的东西啊真是儿戏一样。
Is it possible?
哦，这是可能吗？
It was true with him.
在推他来讲是这样。
The apostle, I'm convinced we don't see what he sees, we are playing Christianity.
哦，如果我没有看到他所看到的时候，我们只是在基督教里面玩过家家。
He said, "When I see Christ,
当我看到基督
，I have an open heaven.
我有一个敞开的天。
The resource is unlimited.
我们有无穷的资源。
Because he touched Christ.
因为他摸到了基督。
The source,
源头。
He said, "If you don't have that, you rely on books and commentaries."
如果你没有那个源头，你是依靠这些查经书这些的参考文章
But isn't the Lord himself enough?
主耶稣基督自己够吗
Yeah, the other material can be helped
那些可以帮助我们
But they cannot take the place of Lord Jesus
但他们不能够代替主的地位
But to many of us
对我们来很多人
We have many substitutes of the real thing
我们有许多真实东西的代替品
And so the Lord began to do a real transforming work in his life.
所以主就在他生命里开始一个改变的工作。
And so gradually, the practice in Arnold Baptist Church changed.
慢慢的 Arnold 浸信会里面就变了。
Okay, the first thing changed is the offering, where they collect offering.
首先变的是他们就不在那个传袋子收奉献。
They feel we have to do it by faith.
他说我们要凭信心而做。
We have to let the bondsmen do it voluntarily out of love.
我们要弟兄姊妹们自动的因着爱心而带出的奉献
It's between them and the Lord.
是他们跟主的关系
When they give to the Lord.
当他们奉献是奉献给神
The Lord has to do the drawing, do the attracting
哦，是主自己在那里来吸引
Yeah, it's not what we try to get try to do.
不是我们在那里去要收
And so they wrote to the Baptist Union they cannot follow their formal practice in collecting offerings
所以他们就给浸信会的总会说我们不能够照着浸信会的传统来这样收奉献
So they have a box with many slots many holes
所以他们就有一个奉献箱有个小的洞
many holes okay this is for the ministering brothers this is for the Sunday school this for mission and then you feel let go you drop it in
所以他们就有一个奉献有一个奉献箱分了很多格子你对于每一个负担有每一个侍奉有负担的你就把你的奉献放在那一个箱子里面
so as he followed the Lord closer to the Lord's way
当他越来越接近的去接跟随主的道路
，the more and more they detach from man's way，
他们就越来越离开人的方法。
And so the time came when he had to make a break with the Baptist Union。
当那一天，他要跟浸信会的联会分开了。
And what he wrote to them is very very touching。
他在那里写给他们的也是非常的感动人的。
And I was told before they make this decision to sever the relationship with the Baptist Union, they pray much, they sought the law, and they had a mind of the law, and they act upon it.
当他们要脱离浸信会的时候，他们祷告了很久，他们在主面前寻求，很真实的这样的来祷告。
Okay, it's on page 15. Yeah. Okay, the first thing they say.We are not a new sect.
但是我们不是一个新的派别。
Okay, that's the first thing.
是头一点。
We do not seek to define or to delimit the body of Christ. We do not try to define what the body of Christ is. We don't do it. God's will we do. We don't do it.
我们不要给基督的身体我们下定义。
That's right. That is to say, we do not consider our fellowship is a standard for all.
我们就是说，不是以我们的聚会的形式为标准的。
Okay, so that is the case.
是这样的。
Okay. Now the third thing.
第三点呢
？We are not against any other form of Christian expression and ministry.
我们不是在那里反对任何其他基督徒的表示跟执事的这个服事的方法。
Now let me just add one thing.
我这个要加出一点。
Broader spot.Has such a deep conviction.
因为十八个弟兄实在有很深的这样的认识。
No matter how God's people are divided, he said, we are one people in God's sight.
不管神的儿女们是怎么样的不同，但说在神的眼睛，我们是一位。
You know, in John 17,
在约翰十七章
is if we are truly one, the world will know that the Father has sent him.
因为如果我们真是在主里面合而为一的话。世界就知道我们是从神那里差来的。
Why for what the Father sent him?
神为什么差他来
？To secure one people for himself.
是为了要他得着他这一个人。
Now maybe next week I should broader spot say God will never accept a mutilated body.
因为我下个星期可能会讲到神不接受一个被变化过的身体。
That's right. He always as one.
他要得着的就是一个。
So he said, therefore, we are not against other forms of Christian expression or ministry.
所以他说我们不是反对其他基督教的其他基督徒的样式跟工作。
Now listen, we believe that grace is with all of them that love the Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Grace is with them, all who love.
我们实在的相信神的恩典是给一切真心向着神的人。
And let me see. Now let's go to something more of the positive. Here on page 51. Our desire is to be free fellowship with all God's people in the Holy Spirit.
他说我们里面的渴慕乃是能够与所有神的儿女们有自由的交通。
That's right.So the Lord is giving this ministry to all who truly believe Him.
所以神就把这一个服事给所有相信他的人。
We are not excluding anyone.
我们没有把任何的信神的儿女们排外。
But in fact, we include.
我们是把他们都包在一起。
And so at the, if you look at the Witness and Testimony magazine,
如果你读见证与见证人这个杂志
is in the inside of the cover page
是在封面的内页
is it the purpose ministry is to bring God's people to Christ and bring them into His fullness and that's all.
说他的旨意，这个服事的旨意乃是把基督带给人，而是把人带到主的面前。
Okay, now because our time, I'll just quickly share.A couple more things, and then I'll share, if the Lord will, what my burden is for the next few times we'll be together.
我再稍微讲一点，然后我就讲到
前面三次我继续要交通的。
Okay. Now it's after shortly after World War II,
1944.
By the way, Honor Fellowship Center was hit by a bomb from Hitler during World War II. It destroyed part of the building.
在二次世界大战的时候，希特勒的轰炸机就炸掉 Honor Oak 基督徒交通中心的那个房子。
Okay, and just one more important thing that I need to share with you is for, in 1 year, the Baptist Union in England, they want to inaugurate a year of the God reaching out. It's called the Year of the Baptist.
就我再回去回过头讲一点，在浸信会他们有一年，他们要向外有一个大的发展，有个聚会。
It's called the Year of the Baptist.
就是浸信会之年。
And to bring as many converts into the Baptist denomination.
他们要把更多的信主人带到浸信会的宗派里面。
And so when Brother Spock received that official letter from the Baptist Union of England.
所以当施伯格弟兄从浸信联会收到这封信的时候，
And so he and his those who co-work with him said, what can we do? What should be our response?
他就跟他的同工说，我们怎么办？
So they came to the conclusion, he said, we preach the gospel.
他们的结论就是说我们要传福音。
Because gospel is our responsibility.
因为福音是我们的责任。
If we don't preach the gospel, who will preach the gospel?
如果我们不传福音，谁传福音呢？
We are entrusted with this good news.
我们得到了，这个福音托付给我们。
He said, we amen.
我们对这个福音是阿们的。
We want to, but he said,
我们是传福音的。
But he said, we cannot bring them into the Baptist.
所以我们不能够把他们带到浸信会这个宗派里面。
We can only bring them to Christ.
我们只能够把他们带到基督的面前。
We cannot bring them to Baptist Union.
我们不能够把他带到浸信联会里面。
If God, if Christ saved them, they belong to me, they don't belong to us.
如果基督拯救他们，他就属于基督的。
But you know, when they wrote that back to the Baptist Union, they wrote back and then they evicted Brother Spock right away. They kicked him out of his.
因为当他这样写信的回去的时候，他们就马上要把斯巴格弟兄赶走。
And thank God, before they were kicked out, in a sense.
感谢神，他们好像还没有被赶走之前。
The Lord already prepared an empty vacant school nearby for them to move in.
主就预备了在旁边有一个空的学校，叫他们能够去。
So, when there's need, God has a provision there.
相当于有需要，神已经有预备。
So Brother Spock, I'll share later, he said, God had escaped before there was a fire.
着火之前，神已经为我们预备通道了。
That's right. Before curse, there was already a cross.
在咒诅之前已经有了十字架。感谢主。
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, now, couple things. After World War II,
二次世界大战之后,
there was a real vacuum.
在那里实在有一个很大的空间。
Politically, spiritually, economically, there was a real vacuum.
政治、宗教、经济都那么一大的很大的空缺。
Okay, because Europe was in ruin.
因为欧洲是被摧毁了。
Far East also in ruin.
远东也被摧毁了。
Everywhere is ruin.
到处都是废墟。
So the evangelical Christian get to answer, what should we do?
就福音派的基督徒说我们怎么办？
So he said, we need a revival.
所以我们需要复兴。
And they all agree.
他们都同意。
But you know, we bought the sparks. The so-called revival is the reviving of the dead.
在斯巴格弟兄来讲，这些所谓的复兴是死的复兴。
It's the recover of the old ground.
是要恢复到旧的基础上面。
But it's not gaining new ground for Christ.
而不是为基督得的新的基地。
He said there will be no revival until our minds adjusted to God's mind.
如果我们的心思没有以基督耶稣的心思为心思，那也就没有复兴。
It's not true revival.
那个没有真正的复兴。
And so his conclusion or his understanding
所以他的认识
of the poor condition of God's people.
当时神儿女们那一个可怜的光景。
Two things.
有两点。
Our spiritual fallen condition is based on two things.
我们属灵的光景的问题是根据两方面。
First,
头一点,
142. They have fallen from the experience of the cross of Christ.
他们在经历基督的十字架上面堕落下来。
Because most Christian churches, they don't preach the cross.
因为多半的基督教, 他们不传讲十字架。
If you don't preach the cross, you miss the way.
如果你不讲十字架, 你就没有道路。
Okay, and he further said, the cross, which means that the sitting aside of the natural man, the imagination is excluded from anything that's of God.
因为十字架乃是把天然的人这一切都跟与神没有份的。
So in other words, is making room for Christ.
十字架是为了基督而开幕。
For him to come in, you had to make room for him to come in.
让主耶稣让基督来, 你要给他有空位。
And that is the work of the cross.
这就是十字架的工作。
And the second thing,
第二点,
the Lord's people have fallen from the oneness of the believers as an organic body, interrelated, interdependent by the power of a common life and governed by the Holy Spirit.
神的儿女堕落的第二点，就是从信主的人是一位是合一的有机体，是彼此相关的，彼此依靠的，而且是 借着生命的大能来让基督做我们的头。
So that is missing.
这两点缺乏。
And what is the remedy? What is the way out?
那有什么出路呢?
Okay. Then we'll find here 157. Now this speaks of the ministry in Honor Oak.
这就是讲到 Honor Oak 聚会的
The trust, the God is entrusted to them.
神托付给他们的。
Okay. First.
头一点,
is the fullness of Christ is to bring about an understanding, appreciation of the fullness of Christ in God's eternal purpose.
就是他们能够认识在神永远旨意里面基督的丰满。
If you don't see that, there's no ministry.
如果我们没有看见这个，就那个就没有服事。
It's for the fullness and for God's purpose in Christ to be fully realized.
就是神的旨意，神的丰满是要在基督耶稣里面才能够得到的。
Now the second thing.
第二点,
that we have to see both the objective and the subjective working of the cross.
就是我们要看到十字架，主观的十字架跟客观的十字架。Working
out.
就是在我们里面，主观的基督十字架的工作。And
that will be bring us to reality.
这就把我们带到属灵的实际里面。Now,
our time is getting late.
我们时间已经很晚了。Yeah.
I have to say this.
我愿意这样讲。
There's so much to chew on.
有这么多东西我们要去嚼啊。Because
the richest deposit of Christ in our brother.
因为基督的丰满在我们的弟兄的里面的。In
myself, in my little self.
在我这个这么小的自己的里面。Everything
I read about him is overwhelming.
我读到每一点，我就觉得，哎呀，这个太厉害了。
Because through his ministry, you see the greatness of Christ.
因为借着他的执事，我们看到基督的伟大。And
Brother Spock said, if you see the greatness of Christ, that greatness spoils you.
施百合弟兄说，当你看到基督的伟大，那个伟大实在把你宠坏了。That's
right. You're not going to settle for anything less than that.
你就不会在他以外。 你觉得任何的事情能够叫你满足？
We have to have that to begin with.
我们一定要得到
okay.
基督。
Now the next three sessions.
前面还有三次的聚会。
Yeah. tomorrow, the Lord willing, I'll share mostly from the book, The School of Christ.
明天主耶愿意的话，我会交通从在基督的学校这本书里面来交通。
Because God has but one intention, desire for you and me.
因为神在你跟我里面，他所设计要我们得到的
is to know His Son.
是叫我们认识他的儿子。
Everything is in His Son.
一切都在他儿子里面。
As we share, apart from him, all is nothing.
因为没看到他，什么都没有。
And everything is in him.
一切都在他里面。
And so, if Lord willing, tomorrow we'll share how we can learn Christ together.
明天如果主愿意的话，我们就说我们一同来学基督。
And if Lord willing, tomorrow at the end, I'll try to finish that sharing with the last chapter of his book in School Christ, the Law of Love and the Law.Of work.
我们明天可能要讲在基督学校里面这本书的最后一章，就是神的律法跟神的爱。
That's right. That is very important.
这是很重要的。
Because God's work is everything governed by something.
因为神的工作是神在那里掌握的。
Everything is governed by that glory that he wants for himself and for his people.
因为这一切都是根据他的荣耀，他要的跟他给他属于他的人的。
And then to me, it's a new understanding for me.
对我来讲，这是一个新的看见。
Maybe not for some of you, but for me, it's very, very fresh, very new.
对我来讲，是一个很新鲜的看见。
There's a law governs God's love.
因为在神的爱是一个。原则来支配神的工作。
Because out of love, he wants to secure something for himself.
因着爱，他要为自己得到一些人。
Okay, if the Lord willing, watch. And then if the next week, if the Lord willing.
下个星期主要愿意的话。
When things go wrong, when things sort of deviate from God's original intention.
当事情出问题了，不是照神的旨意，神原来的旨意在那里实行的时候。
So just like G.K. Morgan said, Genesis could be summarized with three words.
好像摩根弟兄说，创世纪可以用三句话来说。
Generation, that's what God did.
所以这里说是一个世代一个世代。
Oh no, 开始 generation, you know, just like generator, you generate.
就是起初开始。
That's right. God
发动。
That's right. 发动。That's the basic. That's right. But man, because we degenerate.We degenerate.
就是我们呢就堕落
了。And then God regenerates.
然后神呢就重新开始。
Also generate, degenerate, and regenerate.
发动，停下来
and then regenerate.
然后重新开始。
That's right.
重生。
So when things go wrong, what is God's remedy for recovery?
当事情出了问题神的办法是什么呢？
And what kind of vessel God is looking for that recovery?
神要得着什么样的器皿呢？为了那个恢复的工作。
Because God will not be defeated.
因为神是不会失败的。
He will secure what is after.
他要保存他要得他所得所要的。
So he is always doing a new thing with us.
他在我们里面一直做新的工作。
Because our tendency is to go down.And his love will keep reviving us.
我们的倾向乃是向下，他的爱是把我们带上。
And every time he recovers us, he moves us into a higher level.
他每一次在那个恢复我们，就把我们带到更高一层。
We go again, and he brings us even further.
我们向下沉，他把我们带到更高一层。
And that is how he deals with us.
这是他这样来带我们。
He is not afraid of our failures.
他不怕我们的失败。
But he is afraid that we have no heart for him.
怕我们对他没有心。
It's the heart matter.
心是最重要的。
So may the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Give us a heart for him.
给我们对他有一个这样的渴慕。
So may the Lord bless our time together.
求主祝福我们一起的
机会。My prayer is this few time together, we can all learn something together.
我们的祷告乃是这几次我们都能够一同有一点的学习。
And there's one thing we all desperately need.
我们迫切需要的。
We need to see the greatness of Christ as God the Father sees him.
我们需要看到 父所看到的这位伟大的主。
Then we'll be liberated from our sins.
那我们就能够从自己被拯救出吧。
We have a way to go on.
我们就能够继续的向前。
So the Lord bless you.
求主恩待我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for our time together.
父，我们感谢你与我们同在。
And I appreciate every time we have an opportunity to learn you in a new way.
当我们每一次我们有新的机会方法新的来学你。一些关于你的新的
说我的时候，
求你把你自己更多的启示给我们，除去一切的拦阻，一切影响我们的，让十字架为基督的丰满在我们里面开路，不再是我，乃是都是基督。愿主愿神得着一切的荣耀，奉你宝贵的名祷告，阿门。